in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Hey, Matthew. Hey, brother. What's going on, bud?
Hi. Yeah, I'm good. I'm amped. I'm amped.
For what?
Oh, you know, just life. Just life in general. I don't really have many hardships right now. I'm stuck in a library. But that's right. Pretty much it. Aside from that, I'm good. I'm good to go.
This is like the most positive you've ever been. It's kind of scary.
It's all an act.
Of course. You're crying. If I could interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Can we address what's going on over there?
What?
You don't... There's a guy over there.
Oh, yeah, you mean the...
An act, you say?
No.
He didn't say that.
He did, though.
You were late.
He said it's all an act.
You were off cue. Why are you here, man? You have like a stand with loads of books with what looks like
pictures of your face on them. An esteemed, established gentleman from up the river, if you believe it. I've been sent down by the conference to sell a little book here and there. Really, I heard y'all were avid readers, being in this library and whatnot. And I just opened the door, walked right in. Set up this stand. You guys are just sitting there, but I got a new act for you. That's the thing. You said it was an act. It's an act.
Okay. What's the act?
It's this. The you see this book?
I do. Yeah.
It's an act. It's a one act.
You think
play?
Is it a play or a book?
It's made out of paper, and
not really what I asked.
And it does entertain you, so.
What I want to know is, obviously most books are made out of paper, but what makes yours special? What's the kind of, in the making of the pages of the book, obviously paper's in there, but what's the secret ingredient?
The paper is from exclusively recycled teak from corporate boardrooms of failing businesses that could not keep their nonprofit status because they kept giving too much money to orphanages. So they went under, and they had all these nice teak tables somehow, and I was able to take those and recycle them into this act, as I like to call it.
That's great. Recycled.
I can't believe you had such a detailed answer for that. I really thought you'd flounder. Thought you'd say sugar or something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is sugar in it too, because I do like to make sure that it's sweet to the tongue and the eye, but it's more the recycled teak from the failed nonprofits.
Your book is printed
shouldn't be licking books.
Your book is printed on sugar paper. Like, we could eat it as edible?
I mean, I won't stop you from eating it.
Matthew.
I'm going to have a note.
Don't eat the fucking book.
I mean,
don't eat
the book. If you want to taste the act, no one's going to stop you. I am merely a gentleman from up the river.
I don't want him to eat the book.
Maybe
he's eaten too many books.
Of tasting the book, literally, we could have a taste.
Oh, so you want to read the act? Taste, have its words taste your tickle brain or... Tickle your taste brain, you know. However, the hip young hipsters here in the library say it, you know, I'm a bit out of touch myself.
He wants to have a taste of the book for real.
Yeah,
though.
What I mean
know...
is we could smell the book instead.
That's what you meant?
Yeah. Yeah, what did you think I meant?
Like reading it.
Oh, we could do that too.
Huh? I mean, I guess that's what it's for, yeah.
All right. What's it called?
This act is called Into the Bleach. Two men sit in a lonely booth at the corner of a bar. They both have full glasses of amber liquid in front of them, and they both look tired.
When is that bartender coming around again?
Well, eventually we should probably drink that stuff first. Heard he doesn't like ingrates and such.
Are you saying I'm an ingrate?
Well,
I'm not in any grates, not that I can see, and I'm not grateful for you assuming so. And no, that pun was not deliberate. I'm too pissed at you right now to make puns.
Sounded like you really emphasized the great part. I wonder when he'll be coming around again. I would like a beer.
I would too, But we have...
Jay waves his hands around the filled glasses.
I guess these will do. I just don't really trust myself on what I ordered.
I wouldn't trust you either.
It's kind of into you, man.
I'm not sure. I can't see through all these grates, apparently.
Okay, look, I might be sorry that I might have implied that you may be inside of a grate, maybe. Maybe.
Your apology might be accepted.
I can toast to that.
They both cheerily grab their glasses and take big gulps. Jay recoils at the taste of his beer, while Brad keeps gulping his down.
What, you don't like beer anymore?
Maybe not this one.
Looks like beer to me.
That it does.
So it should taste like beer.
I would normally agree.
So, does it?
I'm not sure.
Jay gingerly sips at the glass.
There's something fancy about it, maybe?
What do you mean, fancy?
Like, maybe it's peated?
You're just not scotch?
No, it's...
Jay sips again and winces.
Oh, yeah. That's harsh.
Is it scotch?
No, scotch is smooth.
No, and it's sticky.
Scotch tape joke?
What? No, scotch is often sticky.
Get a better palate, man.
A janitor walks by with a mop bucket, and Jay jolts his nose like a bloodhound, leaning over the passing bucket.
That's it.
What's that?
It's it. That's what.
Oh, so that's what? The janitor?
What? No.
Like, I get that you need a job.
No, not...
But you are just... You're not a clean person generally, and I don't think anyone should trust you with...
Stop!
I will not stop. I care about the health and safety of this establishment, and I could quite easily picture you running into the ground immediately, even in just a janitorial capacity.
Oh, just a janitorial capacity?
Come on, you know what, man.
I see how it is. Just hear me out.
I would, but this janitor business is just...
Bleach.
What?
Bleach.
Elaborate?
You know Bleach?
I don't have time to watch it.
No, like in the beer.
Pretty sure there's no shonen beer.
No, there is bleach in my beer. Like, to clean me up, as bleaches want to do.
Yeah, well, you probably need it.
Brad chuckles.
Oh, you. Look.
Jay gulps the beer and grimaces heavily before forcing a burp.
See? Bleach.
Okay, I get you now.
Cut! 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 The director approaches the booth. Okay, so everything was pretty good so far, but I don't believe that there's bleach in that beer.
How so?
I need you to sell it to me. Like, if we're at the cleaning aisle, how do you get me bleach?
I'm not sure I understand.
Are you saying words right now?
Hey, I need you method for this, okay? I need you to feel it. I need you to grab the board right behind your back and grip the tape.
No, that's, scotch, not method.
Here. The director throws Brad a word jumble. Do this while you think about what you just said. Brad shows slight confusion on his face as he shrugs and starts going through the jumble.
Okay, when do I get a jumble?
When I believe that you're drinking bleach. Is that not obvious?
Can I try again?
Yes, please do, and this time make it realistic. Jay picks up the beer and sips it. His face remains calm and balanced, but a small, confuzzled brow finds itself atop. He smoothly looks down at the glass and then looks up.
I think they bleached my beer.
Okay, cut. Awful. And why British?
I'm so sorry. I swear that's never happened before.
This isn't the Oscars. I want reality. No one would handle bleach that tactfully. They'd handle it like, well, they got stabbed in the tongue, like the glass is taxed fully.
Barely works.
Fuck off, man. Drink it. Jay places his hand on his chin and thinks deeply.
Okay, I think I understand. May I try again?
Yes, please do. Jay takes a big gulp. He jumps up, his face near exploding, coughing, his eyes bulging. He then sits down quickly.
Oh, golly gee, B. I do think they done goofed up my beer with that cleany juice. Oh, yes, sir.
Cut! I said this wasn't the Oscars. I want it to be real. The director folds his head in his hands, and they sit in silence for a while. Brad, looking down at his word jumble and muttering.
So there's hops, and there's scotch. If I could only find duct, then I'd have a...
The jumble isn't about tape.
Yeah, that's what the instructions say, but I can see past those. They're just lying, trying to hide the plastic holding it all together.
Brad winks at the director. What? Whatever. The director turns back to Jay. Don't you remember what reality is like?
I don't remember, I don't think. I've been here so long.
Yeah, this library really gets you, doesn't it? But we can't leave until we're ready to prance. We will dance like monkeys and we will be adored. Then we can leave. Yes, you will be able to leave. Then, but you must dance. And I'm telling you, you are not dancing like monkeys, but instead like bears.
I'd say bears dance pretty well.
Yeah, in cartoons. You ever see a bear dance in real life? It's not good. It just looks like they're walking.
They're probably just walking, right?
I thought this was about some kids smashing a model town or something.
Yes, or something like that.
Is there a model library or something?
What? No, I don't think.
Do you want me to smash it like a bear or something? The model library?
No, why would I want you to do...
What does this have to do with Bleach again?
So many questions!
It's just... This script, it's confusing me.
Well, of course it would confuse you.
And you try to explain it by talking about children's fiction about bears?
If you read it right, it would have answered your questions. But alas, you are you.
What is that supposed to mean?
The director, pointing at Brad. Why can't you be more like him? He gets his jumble and he does his lines and he does them well and he doesn't ask for proof or answers or whatever else you want. You're annoying me with all this nonsense and wasting our practice time before the big show. Brad, muttering loudly.
Okay, so, I haven't seen Duct yet. Maybe there's electrical?
He is looking for a word that doesn't exist. There's no tape in that jumble. He's not even using the word bank.
Brad taps the side of his head.
It's all in here. Mantle word bank.
That's just any words you know. It's not a word bank, it's your memory. You're looking for words that aren't there, man.
And he will be looking forever, because he's a dumbass. But he isn't annoying about it, is my point. Can't say the same about you.
You never gave me a jumble. I would love a jumble.
I know how to fix this. Christian, come quick. A scuttling is heard from the dark side of the room. A man with a large plastic shield on his torso and a large pack upon his back appears. He is sliding along the ground, the hard plastic screeching loudly against the hard wood. Christian, do you have any bleach?
I may. I will for sure have some eventually.
Eventually might work, but soon would be better, and now? Now would be God. Now would be better, also. Good, if anything. Can you check?
Of course.
Christian throws his sack to the side and starts crawling on top of the bag. Various scripts and bottles are brought out until a white bottle with a blue label appears.
Here you go, sir.
Almost quick enough. Good job. Here you go. The director gives a loving but strong kick to Christian's plastic torso. Christian grunts loudly.
Thank you. It only smarts a little.
Why, yes. The director then walks up to Jay's glass and fills it with the bleach. Try again.
I'm not drinking that.
Why not?
It's bleach.
See, now this is believable.
I don't care. I'm not drinking it.
Oh, look, you'll be fine. Christian, take a sip from the bottle.
Of course.
Christian takes a sip and begins a violent coughing fit. See? He's fine.
Eventually, I will be. Someday, maybe. Too soon to tell.
See, he loves the stuff.
I don't care what he thinks. I am not drinking it.
Oh, well, that's rude of you.
He's a cockroach.
Bah, he's abstinent. Roach is the more accurate term.
Yes, sir.
What? It doesn't matter. I'm not drinking it.
The director sighs, running his hands through his hair. Look, we all have choices. Be like one of them. You just aren't cutting it with me right now. I understand not wanting to be like Christian.
I wouldn't either. But I can get you out of here, and in style, if you just play along. Be like Brad.
You didn't give me a jumble.
You don't get a jumble, you get bleach. What do you not understand?
You're trying to kill me.
Ingrate.
What did you say?
All I do for you, I try to help you. I write you this play. I give you a role in the play, a purpose, an escape, and yet you rebel and insult me over a little chlorine, you entitled ingrate.
I'm not drinking the bleach.
Yes, you are.
Jay grabs the bleach and throws it into the director's face. He falls to the ground, screaming, obviously.
You drink it. I've been reading your lines in your play, and now you want me to drink your bleach.
You've blinded me. Christian, give me the water. Christian fumbles with the bag and produces a small bottle of water. The director begins to pour it onto his eyes.
Oh, wait. That wasn't believable. Would you want another try?
You will never work in this town again.
What town? We're in a town now? Is Mr. Jumble over there the mayor?
Brad looks up from his jumble.
I'd say I have a few ideas on how to keep the town together.
Stamping his foot suddenly, the director. God, enough! Take me away from this miserable place! Brad looks back down at his jumble. Christian quickly begins to drag the director away, leaving the bag of scripts behind. You will never leave! Oh, how you will feel my scorn! Enjoy your freedom and your bleachless eternity, you ingrate! Slowly and or surely, they slink away with small whimpers and the sound of water hitting skin.
Hopefully he doesn't mean the manga. You ever read Shonen?
No. What's the reference? Eternity?
Bleachless.
Really? That's like an arc in Shonen?
The main arc of most Shonen is lack of bleach.
Man, I should get into Shonen.
Jay looks over at Brad. He notices he still hasn't looked up from his jumble. Sighing, he goes to the bag of strips and begins to look through, finding nothing of immediate interest. He sits back down, putting the bag on the table. Brad looks up from his jumble.
Wait, where'd the director go?
He left, and I don't think he's coming back.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I'm almost tired of this jumble. Could use another one.
Brad frowns, looking back down at the jumble. Jay, also frowning, looks inside the bag and finds a penny Dell inside. He carefully tears out a jumble and hands it to Brad.
Oh, thanks.
Jay and Brad smile at each other, and then Brad turns back to his jumble. They sit comfortably in silence, Brad with his jumble, and Jay merely staring into space.
Hey, Jay?
Yeah?
Do you think the director would have ever gotten us out of here?
No, I don't think so.
Did you know a way to get us out of here?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
So what do you want to do?
Jay looks around pensively and eyes the rows of books.
You want to read something?
So, any reviews from the Peanut Gallery? Would you like to buy this act?
It was kind of weird that they were, like, also stuck in a library. It's like you knew that we were here.
Did you know, like, did you write that
before? What do you mean, like, what do you mean, like...
Every book signing, you tailor the ending to the demographic, like...
Yes, I was writing those last few pages as we were going through it. Really, I kind of was writing it.
Really impressive, actually.
As we were, you know, I think the act actually ended when he said it's bleach. And then I was, you know, sure. I get a customized ending for y'all, you know. I've been watching you for a little bit. I'm a big fan of the, you know, the library and its inhabitants.
You've been watching us?
Mm-hmm.
You've been watching us from where?
You don't need to worry about that, because that's a trade secret, we like call that. It. If you're ever in the business world like I am, you know it's called a trade secret.
That's terrifying to me to hear.
Oh, the definition of a trade secret, or the
watching us part.
Oh, and it's just market research. You know, nothing big. Which, I mean, it sounds like this.
Also,
is a big
sorry,
hit.
You said that it was an act.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just a book about a play. That doesn't make it a play.
So wait, so you're telling me it's a book about a play?
Right.
Yeah, you know, right.
I don't know where you got your degree, but that's just some nonsense. You know, that's some high touting ivory tower nonsense right there. A book about a play? What?
Like, if I could ask, what do you have your degree in?
Well, I got a trade degree up the river, you know,
right.
Learning about you guys and stuff. I could say I have a degree in you guys.
River.
I mean,
saying up the river. I don't know where up the river could be fucking anywhere. You could be referring to any river.
Yeah, well, I'm up them, you know. And, you know, it's like I guess the best way to say is that I'm an expert in y'all. For market purposes.
Honestly, feels weirder to hear it again. Yeah.
For market purposes, and that's why I'm pretty sure this isn't a book about a play. It's just it's a like a study, an act, a research.
If I could offer to help you with some market research.
Yeah, I would love to hear some.
You should really read one of the books we have in here.
Wait, would you let me lead one of the sacred tomes?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean...
Pick anyone.
That one is in a little yellow puddle over there.
And that's your pick.
Oh, yeah, sorry about
that's
that.
That's your pick.
Do you want to read that one?
I mean, I want it to be read to me, personally. I'm not a great reader.
Fair.
So if one of you
Matthew's a really good narrator.
Yeah, could you pick it up real quick and then, you know, give us a good read through?
Matthew, go ahead.
Just me?
Go pick it
okay,
up.
Okay, here we go.
What's it called, brother?
It's called Funeral for a Foe.
Calm down, Gunther. I'm sure he'll be here any second.
It's just like him, though, isn't it?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just asking you to calm down.
If you agree with me, why aren't you also pissed?
Well, there's a time and a place. And right now...
Three motions of the church floor are waiting in. Everyone dressed in black and sitting in somber silence.
Right now is not the time and place.
But what if he never shows at all? What then? How long before we give up and go home?
You're being dramatic. It's been like 10 minutes.
Gunther turns to Bree, indignant.
Yeah, 10 minutes after it was supposed to start. Everyone was meant to be here 30 minutes ago.
People are staring.
Let them stare. Let them fucking stare. I don't care.
Gunther gets out of his seat, leaving the pew. He goes to the front of the church, below the lectern. Everyone stares.
What are we thinking, folks? What's the old fucker's excuse? We should bet on it. What could possibly be keeping our dear friend Parker from missing his own fucking funeral?
Tiffany gets to her feet. Come on, Gunther, I'm sure he has a perfectly good excuse.
Great, and what might that be, do you think? Go on, guess. I'm all ears.
Well, maybe he fell in a well or something.
Right, all right. Well, that's one guess. At least someone's playing along. Anyone else? Anyone else got any guesses?
The church remains silent.
Ah, come on, people. We all know he's not coming anytime soon, if he's coming at all. What are we gonna do? Sit around and gradually get more pissed at the guy? Let's have some fun. Place your bets, folks. What the fuck is Parker's holdup?
Now Carl gets to his feet. First of all, Gunther, one could argue that sitting in silence would be far more appropriate than whatever you're doing right now, and far less embarrassing. The rest of the church nods in agreement, especially since you seem like you're getting gradually angrier at Parker anyway.
Fair enough. Do you have a guess?
I do have a guess.
Great. Let's hear it then.
I think it's most likely that he had a schedule clash.
A schedule clash on the day of his own funeral. I love it.
Specifically something like really insignificant, like a haircut or something, but he chose that over this.
Excellent, Carl. I can totally picture him doing that.
Carl, trying to hide his smile, sets back down.
All right, who's next?
Bree walks over to Gunther, starts pulling on his sleeve.
Hey, I think that's enough now. No?
Are you kidding me? We're just getting started.
Bree sighs and returns to her seat. Someone else is standing now.
Ah, another one. Good. You have a guess, I hope?
I was just gonna point out that Parker Kenneth scheduled a haircut for today because his barber is actually here.
Barbara looks around, gesturing modestly with her hands.
It's me. I'm his barber.
Very nice, Barbara. I've always loved Parker's hair. I bet he shows up late to those appointments all the time, huh?
I actually had to ban him from making appointments. That's how bad it got. I told him, it's walk-ins from now on, or you can't find another barber. It caused quite a bit of tension between us, actually. Lately, I've been wondering if maybe I overreacted. I mean, his friendship means so much to me, and he always apologized profusely every time he was late.
That's a very funny story, Barbara, and we're all cracking up about that shit. And do you have a guess?
Hmm?
A guess, Barbara, for what could possibly be holding up Parker.
Oh, right, sorry. I was gonna guess that he got on the wrong train.
Gunther stands in silence for a few seconds.
Really fucking boring guess, Barbara. I gave you so long to talk about all that haircut shit, and that was the guess you were sitting on? Are you serious, Barbara? Tiffany led with fell in a well, Barbara. Are you hearing me? That's where the bar is right now, Barbara. and you chose to just waltz right under it. Right under the bar, Barbara.
Barbara slowly takes a seat. She is crying. Bree glares at Gunther.
Gunther, that's more than enough.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Barbara, I'm sorry. I'm pissed as hell at Parker today, and I really am. And I suppose I took it all out on you, Barbara. I'm sorry, Barbara.
That's okay. I'm just glad you could get some of the anger out, even if it was directed at me. Did it help, do you think?
No. No, it didn't help. Do you mind if I yell at you some more?
Barbara nods, a single tear running down her cheek.
Sure. I can take it.
Gunther opens his mouth to resume his tirade, but Bree gets up again.
No, stop this, right? Screaming at Barbara like that, which, by the way, Barbara, you should not be so willing to just lay down and take, honestly. I've lost quite a bit of respect for you after that, actually.
Barbara fucking sucks. Making such a big deal about Parker turning up a little late for all his haircuts like that. Hey, Barbara, how about this? If he's always turning up late for haircuts, then maybe just fucking expect him to turn up late, right? What, you run such a tight ship that him being late for an appointment throws your whole day off? Then get better at improvising, Barbara. And there's more to the haircut business than just cutting hair. You have to learn to adapt. Also, your name is Barbara and you're a barber, and the name of your barbers isn't Barbara's Barbers. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Damn, I never thought of that.
How the fuck?
Why the hell were you even invited to this thing, Barbara? I can't imagine Parker tolerates you any more than we do.
Well, I mean, I wasn't really invited, but I figure not many people would be coming, so he probably wouldn't mind too much.
What are you talking about? Why would you think not many people would be coming?
Well, look around.
Barbara motions to the rest of the church. There's 13 people there, tops.
I was right.
13 people is a fine turnout.
I don't know. I kind of get the feeling most of these people here are out of pity.
That's ridiculous.
Really? I figure that's why you were here.
Not in the slightest. I'm very close with Parker. That's why I'm here right now, even though he pisses me off so much.
When was the last time you actually saw him?
Gunther ponders this.
Well, 3 years ago, actually.
Barbara nods.
That was around the last time he saw his family. Well, his son calls him every Christmas, but that's about it.
His family isn't here?
Had better things to do, I suppose.
None of his family showed up? What about close friends? Like, actual close friends? Is anyone here actually close to this guy? Tiffany, how do you know Parker?
I went on a date with him 8 years ago.
Was it good?
No, he threw up.
Jesus. Carl, how do you know him?
Honestly, I don't. I saw a queue outside of the church, assumed it was free taco day.
You assumed it was free taco day at the church?
Carl nods.
So, no one in this church is here for any reason other than pity?
Everyone nods.
Damn. No wonder he's missing his own funeral. Must be in no rush.
Bree motions to Gunther from her pew.
Why don't you come sit back down, Gunther? We can sit it out in silence.
Gunther sighs, returning to his pew.
Yeah, some might argue I should have been doing that from the start.
Everyone would argue that. Yeah, this has been very intense.
Well, now we wait.
Everyone sits in silence. Minutes pass, soon a full hour. People get increasingly restless. Finally, Gunther gets back to his feet.
You know what? Maybe I had the right idea. So what if we're all here out of pity? He doesn't know that. He has no idea how many people showed. For all he knows, everyone he ever loved could be waiting in this church. And he can't even afford us a call. What the fuck is his problem? Seriously, depending on the strength of his excuse, I might have to genuinely cut all ties with him after this thing.
I thought you basically already cut ties with him 3 years ago.
Ties can be cut more than once, Bree. Believe me, I cut my tie thrice while shaving this morning.
Gunther holds up his tie. It is indeed in tatters.
How?
I use bear razors. Razors for bears. They're a lot bigger than they looked in the pictures.
Do bears use razors?
Gunther scoffs.
Are you kidding me? Asking a bear if it uses razors is like asking a bear if it shits in a bag and then buries the bag. The answer is yes to both, Bree. You think bears are just out here shitting on the floor? Is that what you do in your home? I didn't think so.
Carl stands up. So, wait, are we back to being pest at this marker guy?
Parker, and yes. Yes, Carl, we really are. I am this close, man. This close to giving up all hope that he's ever going to show. Fuck that guy. I mean it. Fuck that guy. I mean, obviously he's no irredeemable wench like Barbara over there. But still, offense, Barbara.
None taken.
I didn't say no offense, Barbara. I specifically said offense because I wanted you to take offense. How about you use your ears next time?
I have to say, I think if you were going to be able to resolve your anger issues by taking them out on me, they would have probably been resolved by now. So I don't see much benefit in continuing with.
God, I'm so sorry, Barbara. I did it again, didn't I? I really went off on you. I'm sorry. Let's say, okay, here's what we'll do, Barbara. We'll have a Barbara minute, okay? For the next 60 seconds, probably less than that because I don't want to hear your meek little voice for that long, but for the next 60 or so seconds, you get the stage, right? Say whatever comes to mind. Doesn't have to be about Parker. It can be about anything. Go on, Barbara. Speak your truth. Your time has come.
Barbara, blushing, gets to her feet.
I really appreciate the gesture, Gunther. I suppose I'll just launch right into it. When I was 3 years old, I saw my entire family torn about by man-wolves. Now, you may be thinking, man-wolves? Does she mean werewolves? And that's where you'd be wrong? But I've plenty of time to go into that distinction. You know, I'll get to that. You might also be thinking you were 3 years old. How much of the event can you possibly remember? I can't have led to that much trauma, right? Wrong. I remember every second of the bloodbath, and my mother's twisted face as the man-wolf guzzled down her side. Fringe will haunt me to the day I...
Bree stands up suddenly.
Wait, guys. I'm getting a call. It's from Parker's sister.
Everyone glances around at each other, muttering their final guesses as to what the holdup's been.
So, where's he been? Fell down a well? Schedule clash? Or did he just straight up forget?
Okay. Yes, I'll tell them. No, I didn't. How could I possibly... Yes, I know I'm literally... Well, best not to get into that. Kind of ruins this whole... Yes, okay. Thank you.
Bree hangs up and slowly lowers her phone.
Well?
Bree turns to address the whole church.
Guys, Parker won't be coming.
Everyone groans.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Well, were any of our guesses right? What's his threadbare excuse this time?
He's dead.
The church gasps. Gunther slowly sets down. Tiffany, holding back tears, how did it happen?
Well, that's the kicker.
Gunther looks up at her.
Tell us.
According to his doctor, he's succumbed to several ailments, most notably loneliness.
Jesus.
Also hit by a truck.
We should have been there for him.
Hey.
Bree puts her hand on his shoulder.
You came today, right?
Yeah, but it was too late. He was already...
Gunther sobs.
There. You couldn't have known. Well, nothing else for it. We best be getting to the wake, I suppose.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Remember him properly.
They all got up and start heading towards the door.
I've always wondered why it's called a wake. I mean, it's not like the deceased is going to be doing much waking anytime soon, you know? That's kind of the whole point.
I wonder if you're the first person to ever make that joke.
My humor's rather niche, so I'd say so.
Probably for the best Parker couldn't show up for the funeral, really.
Why's that?
Well, we didn't even have a priest.
6 miles away, splashing around in a very deep well, Father Chepley stares up at the darkening sky.
Hello? Anybody? I'm late for a funeral!
Father Chepley sighs.
Fuck!
So, that's what you guys call a book.
Yeah. Exactly right.
It is wetter.
And did you like it?
Well...
Did you say it's wetter?
It is wetter than my act, I would say.
Yeah.
That.
Which is good.
It's very good. It's good. Usually wet is good.
Why is that? Why is that good? Why are we in agreement that that's good? I don't know if I want to sign off on that.
Wetter is good for books, yeah.
Well, I mean, you're holding it. How was your experience with the wet book?
Soggy.
And it smells. I can kind of smell it over here a little bit, but, you know, yeah, I'm up the river, yeah, so I, yeah. The wind's coming down.
It's piss. Is the river you're up, is it piss?
I mean, every time I need to, you know, drain the main vein, I like to say that, you know, oh, I'm up the river of piss right now, you know,
you're literally splashing around in your own piss. You like piss in the urinal and then you get in there and fucking,
yeah,
we'll have to be up the river from
roll
it.
Around.
But yeah, yeah. So also,
this is insane.
I would definitely say that I'm up the river in that instance, uh-huh. But I'm always there a little bit. But I did like the book. I was a little unsure. Where does the custom ending come in? Like, why didn't you write anymore as we were reading it?
We didn't write these. Like,
mm-hmm.
I guess we...
This is what normal books are like.
We could have torn out the last pages where it's revealed that he's dead and then, I guess, made it so he wasn't dead.
Like, he could have, you know...
No.
Talked about how maybe some kind of, like, cleaner or something that could get away the smell of the wet book.
I think it would be fairly easy to kind of mold this into a prequel to your book.
Okay.
You know, they're at the funeral, they're pissed at this guy for being late, and then they're at a library and then there's the bleach thing.
Yeah, and yeah, and that's why
transition, I think.
If we tear out that last page and just, I don't know, like maybe we could put like a little macrame art as an interlude. That would basically explain it. Everyone would get it. They'd be like, this is obviously Brad and Jay are Parker. And I think that's, you know, what's kind of deep about this concept we're coming up with here. You know, this is good market research.
Is it? Is it market research? Market research for what?
For the axe. My future actions that I will be taking and selling. I mean, you guys already bought one or two, really.
We're not keeping these.
Oh, but I signed them.
We don't want them.
Oh, but they're
less than you think it does.
They're collector's items now.
If they're up the river of piss. Want them, like, where could we find them?
Okay. So if you do want to buy more, which I know you will, because obviously you're going to read this one through and through so far that it's going to fall apart probably in your not. Little hands. And you're going to be like, huh, well, I wish I had more of this sweet, sweet sugar paper. But, you know, the way you find it is, so you see the aisles down here? You're going to go to the left, and there it says B. And there's a big B on that aisle. That's because there's books. And
there's a big B on that aisle? Oh, my fucking God. Is it going to, like a giant B?
Yeah, it's got the honey and everything. But that's the B is for books.
I fucking love that.
And better books, and you go down there and you'll find buried gems, which is a collection of books, you could say. It's almost like a farmer's almanac of actions and acts and, you know, clean fun stories that you could buy for a low price of your privacy.
Is there like a, with all these books, is there like a companion podcast we could kind of listen along with?
You're going to want to listen to the podcast, Barry James, which is all the same, you know, it's the almanac, but in audio form. So, you know, you'll get to hear me ruminate about being up the river and where I live up there. And as I review things that I'm trying to sell. And it's a life.
Hey, man, maybe we'll tune in.
Although if we had internet in here. If we had internet here, we'd probably use it to...
Oh, I could talk to someone about getting internet in this room. I mean, they'd probably say no.
Fuck.
Could you?
I mean...
Do you have those connections?
They might be mad at me for opening the door, because I'm not supposed to really open the door, you know? I'm not supposed to...
You're not supposed to open the door?
No.
You could open the door. You could.
Well, I'm going to have to open it to get out, but then they're pretty mad, so, you know, I might want to have to close it real quick, you know?
No,
you'll be
fair.
Too enthralled reading the act again to notice when I leave, you know. I'll just slink away into the night. But I'll still be here.
Fuck it.
And I'll still be watching.
Let's read it again.
Fuck it. Let's one more from the top.
This is where I take my leave.
He's gone.
He slinked away. Visibly slinked away. He didn't vanish in a puff of smoke.
That was kind of terrifying.
Yeah, he left. He sort of crouched down and left.
And now let's end it.
Like our lives? Like you want to... fucking... Like, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Yeah. That was it for me.
I kind of had plans, but... I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, you're into it?
Oh, you're into the death?
Are you into the death?
We get cut there.
Do you want to die tonight?
Do you want to die tonight?
I'm serious, man. Yeah, no, I'm serious.
It's like dinner tonight.
I'm still recording. I'm still in character.
Same. Same.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.